Welcome back, guys. Thanks for joining me again on the next episode of Shop Before Podcast. It's Alex here again to talk about the next topic of discussion. This topic is, I understand completely. This is where people will just agree with you purely for the sake of not having an argument. They may think this is the better resolution because there's no confrontation of issues, but what ends up happening is they never end up saying what they feel. And you never know where their moral compass lies. So this sometimes is the right way if you feel that you're just speaking on deaf ears and you're not really going to get your point across. You're just wasting your energy talking to people that will never understand you. People have their own perspectives on things, and you're trying to enlighten them with what you think is the right way doesn't always connect. So it's probably best to not even waste your time with people like that. You can give your opinion, but to battle it isn't really going to get you anywhere. So the world is full of people who would rather not have confrontation, and sometimes they just shut up and go with wherever the world directs them. Because as we all know, if you don't adapt and move with the times, you're basically left behind. That's why it's an important thing to, or important skill to be able to choose your tasks or choose your battles. That way you're not in a situation where you're battling everything because you're finding yourself arguing with people on every single point. Maybe just hang around the wrong people. Maybe you should spend time with the people who are willing to debate you fairly, logically, and with facts rather than emotionally or with hearsay. So this is why it is important not only to choose your battles, but to choose the right people to associate with. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself butting heads constantly. We are in a world where people are afraid to say what they want to say. So sometimes they guess what they should say because this is what the majority want to hear. But there's nothing wrong with voicing your opinion. But there's a right way of voicing your opinion. There's a way where you're not offensive. You're just pointing out this is how you come to your conclusion. This is partly why when you do choose your words, if someone's going to argue you, unless they're going to tell you something you don't know or you haven't yet found out, and therefore that's why you've made your conclusion, maybe then you'll change your view or maybe have an open mind. But unless people are going to have a group conversation and share their thoughts, no one is ever going to really say what they really think. And that sort of, I think, is a formula for a disaster, because we'll then wonder how we even got where we were or where we are, knowing that we never spoke up or never just voiced any view we have, even if it goes against what the community is sort of saying. So there is a time we need to voice an opinion, and that way you can at least have some impact on where you want to go and where the community should probably consider. But this is something that I think people don't know when is the right time to speak up and when it isn't. Until they hear laws that are put in place that sort of shock them, or until they're put in these rules that that is governed by the society, what they think is right by votes is ignored because some people just were afraid to speak their mind. So if you don't want to be stuck in a community where you don't agree with every aspect of what they're doing, you need to at least find some common ground with them. And if it's too hard, at least go to a place where you feel more comfortable, because being the minority where your opinion is completely different to everything that your community stands by isn't going to end well. So my advice is be patient, courteous, respectful to people, but where you've tried everything and it doesn't seem to gel well, I would say maybe you're just living in the wrong area. There are different areas that react or have different rules, different countries that operate differently, and you've got to be somewhere where you have the freedom of speech and you can feel comfortable to voice opinion and know that you actually mean something to that community. So that's all I wanted to say on this episode. Hope you're here on the next one, and I'll keep on pumping them out and I'm as quick as I can in the hectic lifestyle that we all lead. So thanks again for joining me, and bye for now.